Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like a tempestuous wind came from the heavens, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And divided flames like fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other languages, as the Spirit gave them the words. Now there were devout men, Jews from every nation under heaven, staying in Jerusalem. And when they heard this noise, a crowd gathered, and they were bewildered because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? So how is it that every one of us hears them in our own language with which we were born? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, and those from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, including those from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we all hear them speaking in our own languages about the mighty works of God." And they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What is this?" But others said mockingly, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and spoke to them, saying, "You men of Judea, and all you who are here in Jerusalem, I have something to tell you, so listen to my words. For these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is the fulfillment of that which was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it will happen in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all humanity. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. And besides that, I will pour out my spirit a second time on my men servants and on my handmaidens in those last days, and they will speak by divine inspiration," that is, they will prophesy. "And I will grant wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood, fire, and smoky mist. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the long-lasting and glorious day of the Lord comes." Start Dyer Commentary. Biblically, the day of the Lord is a 1,000-year-long day, also known as the seventh day, and the millennium, which is truly long-lasting. End Dyer Commentary. And it will be that all, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord, will be being saved. That's a quote from Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. Start Dyer Commentary. Be being saved is the verb tense in the Greek that indicates an action which is incomplete with action continuing on into the future. End Dyer Commentary. Men, Israelites, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man from God, showed you mighty works, miracles, and signs which God did through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This is the one you killed, who was delivered up following the confirmed counsel and foreknowledge of God, and was crucified by the hands of men who were breaking God's law. He is the one God raised up from the dead, having annulled the anguish of death, because it was not possible for him to be restrained by it. For David said concerning him, "I saw the Lord before me continually, for he is at my right hand, so that I would not be overthrown. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my body will also rest in hope, because you will not abandon my soul in Hades, neither will you allow your Holy One to experience decay. You have made known to me the ways of your life. You will fill me with joy with your countenance. That's a quote from Psalm 16, verses 8 through 11. Brethren, may I speak to you freely about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is here with us until today. Yet he knew, being a prophet, that God had sworn with an oath to him, that from the fruit of his loins, according to human procreation, he would raise up the Anointed One to sit on his throne. Therefore, foreseeing this, he spoke concerning the resurrection of the Anointed One, that is, that neither was his soul left in Hades, nor did his body experience decay. This is that Jesus whom God raised up, of which we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted to the place of supreme honor and authority of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, which you see and hear. For David didn't ascend into the heavens, but he said himself, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand, until I make your enemies as the footstool of your feet." That's a quote from Psalm 110, verse 1. Consequently, let all the house of Israel know with certainty that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both the Lord and the Anointed One. Now when they heard this, they were pierced in their hearts, and said to Peter and the rest of the sent ones, "Brethren, what should we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and be being immersed," that is, baptized, "every one of you into the name of," that is, into the reality of, "Jesus the Anointed One, resulting in freedom from your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all those who are far away, even as many as the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words he testified and appealed to them, saying, "Be being saved from this perverse generation." Those who truly received his word were baptized, and about 3,000 souls were added to them that day. So they continued attentively in the sent one's teaching and fellowship, in eating together and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many miracles and signs were done through the sent ones. Then all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they sold their possessions and goods and shared them with everyone according to each one's need. And they were daily in the temple, continuing steadfastly with one passion. And also eating together in their homes, they shared their provisions with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and being well thought of by all the people. And the Lord daily added to the gathering of the called out ones, those who were being saved. This is the end of Acts. Chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.